Hello, hello. Tyler Bryan here. You know what? I think I've started this at a very, this sort of weird daily stand-up thing at a very weird time in history. A lot of stuff going on right now. And I feel like I'm the bearer of bad news. I'm not really the bearer of bad news. I'm just an amplifier of it, I guess. And I hope one day I can talk about unicorns and ponies and all the wonderful optimistic things in the world. But for now, let's talk about darkness. Let's talk about interest rates. Let's talk about recessions. These are the things that are truly impacting us day to day. Right now. So I am, you know, addressing some of these things. And there's a topic that I wanted to talk about today that actually came sort of last week, and it was a letter to founders from Y Combinator. And Y Combinator is, you know, widely regarded as the most sort of credible accelerator program. You can see just some of the incredible names that they have funded and have produced many, many unicorns, I guess, decacorns. And because of this, they also sort of embrace and they also sort of illustrate this one, this Silicon Valley culture of these, you know, grow or die, as I've seen in a Super Pumped here, this TV show mentality, where you must become a billion-dollar company, and they're funding you to make that happen. And throughout, you know, history, they've had different terms. At one point, I believe it was $20,000 for 6% of the company. That was then changed to $125,000, and then has moved a new deal, which I believe offers another $375,000 or $500,000 at an uncapped safe. And so, you know, I've had some friends who have gone through this program. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to, you know, succeed. There are many YC companies that have failed. There is a huge failure rate in startups as a whole. But based, you know, in the Y Combinator vein, they are setting you up for success the best way they can, connecting with alumni, and then also sending a deal signal to investors that they have vetted and qualified you so that you are a great company to invest in. So after a demo day, the friction to fundraising is often decreased compared to a company that hasn't gone through YC or maybe a less credible accelerator. So this letter itself, I can pop up here, is, you know, it's interesting. You read this as a, there's some people who are reading this as what YC funded companies, probably scary enough to get that message. And then there's other people who are reading that, you know, for myself, who are not YC funded companies. And then it's also scary, maybe even more scary because you don't have the support of YC and no one's really sending you this message. You just come across it on the internet. I will say that there are, you know, just to check myself, there may be some bias as I'm going through this conversation here. I have applied for YC. I've actually gone to the interview process and even, you know, gotten close to getting in, but never actually went in. So if I sound jaded, I don't think I am, but I just wanted to disclose that bias here as I walk through this. So they've done a lot of office hours with companies, and this is, you know, one thing I'll say I love is numbered lists. I think that in an email exchange or in communication, it's one of the best ways to communicate, because if you need to respond back, you can just address that with the corresponding number and make sure that the information is well structured and organized so you can continue to go back. And so anyways, love the number here, and then just a couple of sort of insights or thoughts that have come out of it. There's also a couple slides I'm going to show you from a Craft Ventures, which is David Sachs' company, which they shared with their founders too. And so generally, they're talking about that if you are have gone through and raised in this climate that was maybe 2020 to 2021, that this climate is no longer existent. And it's really interesting because we're getting mixed signals right now. There are funds that are raising significant funds. Maybe they closed those a while ago and are just announcing them now. So there is still continued to be injection of capital and investors. There's some investors who are saying it's even, you know, it's a great time to invest. There are companies laying people off. Bolt just laid off, I think, 700 people. Klarna, a bunch of other companies. And I'm guessing it sort of becomes like a little bit of a you know, not for a lack of a better term, a pandemic that actually happens here, where once there are some layoffs in one company, another company sees that, validates that this is the right thing to do, and it will continue. So there's that side of it as well. And then there are still companies that I'm seeing who, you know, I followed, who are raising successful rounds. And again, maybe they're just announcing that now, or you don't get the behind the scenes of that they lowered their valuation, or they, you know, did X on those terms to make this happen. So you don't necessarily get that. So you're getting a lot of, I would say, conflicting signals right now, but then you are getting a strong signal from Y Combinator, who obviously has a high level oversight and perspective on this, and most likely some good insight and obviously a reason to put this together. So a couple common threads that I've heard throughout this email, throughout conversations, throughout some of the presentations I've been part of, is that 24 to 30 months is what you should be looking at from a runway perspective, because the environment is so volatile right now, that is necessary for you to survive through that journey without having to raise again. And with that, the goal is to not have to raise again, because you're likely going to take at least a 50% valuation cut. And for most investors, that's that's not going to be a ideal scenario, who have put money into your company, even with their understanding of the circumstances. And it's not ideal from you. You're going to create problems with those investors. You're going to dilute your company, and you're going to decrease the valuation of your company and actually impact the employees who are on your team, as well as if you're a co-founder or founders, you're going to impact your own sort of equity in the company here as well too. The other signal that we've seen through this has been recently, I talked about it yesterday, with Snapchat and other things, like there will be a slowdown in buying, and companies will look at cutting off software subscriptions that are not essential to the growth or cost savings of their business. So a lot of these messages are elaborated in this email specifically. I'll share this as a link so you can check it out. And then I just wanted to touch on a note that now has sort of arisen, which is, I think, a really interesting question, which is, what is Y Combinator's role in this startup correction? And from my experience, what I've seen here has been, so who's to blame for the bloated early stage valuations of 2021? As someone who's applied for YC, who's building companies and then following other companies the best I can, friends who have gone through this program, there are companies in all different stages. Maybe they have connections, or maybe they just have very good narratives in their story, who have been able to get into YC and then raise at a $30 million pre-money valuation immediately after 3 months after they get out of Y Combinator, with maybe no product, no real traction, and nothing but the signal from Y Combinator that they are worthwhile to investing in. And when there was so much capital in the market, and then YC is creating this signal for investment, all those money then pours into these companies. They are overvalued, while YC makes many good bets that turn out to be successful. They also make wrong bets too. And while maybe these companies can put together a good narrative or story, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're building a business that is essential, that will grow, that will be successful in the long run. And so over the next year, couple years, we're going to see a lot of these companies that raised at super high valuations, super high multiples, they will fail, and fail probably quite spectacularly because of the overvaluation here. And with that, as YC sets valuations, then other companies, even if they're not going through that program, or maybe they're second-time founders or have credibility, they're then also using those valuations as benchmarks for their own raise. So then everything gets pushed up. And we had that same experience where we got some term sheets for our company, and they were not matching the expected valuation that we thought based on what we were seeing in the market. We said no to those. And then that has downstream consequences too. So there are companies that didn't take funding that now probably wish they had took funding, even if it wasn't at the valuation that they thought. Then there was companies that took funding at too high of a valuation, which will not be able to return that investment. And they would have to X times their annual revenue to even match the investment at the baseline of like sort of SaaS multiples the way they are now. So again, very sort of interesting time, and that signal directly from Y Combinator. Another piece here is this default alive, which is there's this idea of, can you survive without raising money? There's another variation of on this. Do you have the metrics required to raise that money? And then you can also sort of consider yourself in that bracket. And I'm going to pull up a slide here from David Kraft's venture piece here. And let me see. Sorry, this isn't my Slack, so I'll pull this up here. You can see Lauren and I sharing some links here. But fundraising bar is higher, but still possible. But with that, you need to have sort of these metrics in place to make that happen. So if you are in great, it's still possible. Still not an ideal situation to raise money. If you're in the good, again, still possible, but you're going to have a more difficult time. And then at these metrics, you are definitely in the danger zone. You most likely will not be able to raise money. And if you are, it's going to be on very poor terms. And then one other note from this is like, be open to lower valuations, which no one is willing to hear. Probably investors aren't liking to say, but you have to give the proper advice in the right time. And then they actually go at the higher level of the 30 months runway. So what we're seeing now, as you said, modify your hiring plans, lay off people if necessary, freeze your hiring. We're already seeing this at bigger companies as well too, that we don't necessarily think are that we think are immune to some of these things, which we find out isn't true, especially in the environment that we in. Talking about a burn multiple, so how much are you burning each month? And then you need to act fast. And so I think we are starting to see now companies maybe not acting super, super fast, but now with all this information, all these signals, this message from YC, the layoffs are starting to happen, modifications to the business are happening, companies are talking about moving towards profitability. I'm going to blank on the name here, but the one food delivery company talked about getting towards profitability and pulled out of different countries because their aggressive growth plans just put them at such a risk with their burn rate and then their inability to raise capital. So we are in a very interesting climate here right now, with signals sort of diverging and giving people different insights or thoughts about how they should best proceed. But overall, some of the overarching advice has been to, again, increase runway, decrease burn, modify your hiring plans, raise only if you have to, and be open to lower valuations if you are, and then focus on profitability or at least break even so that you can continue to grow and that this is not your death warrant in this time. So that is my little breakdown of YC's letter to founder, some insights that I've thought through it, and then some nice messages from, some insights from Kraft Ventures and David Sachs there. And then also just some thoughts about why or how has YC contributed to the climate that we're in with these super high valuations with companies that might not deserve those. So keep following this stuff. If you're interested in it, send me a message. Always love to chat about this, and hope everything, despite everything that's going on in the world right now, is well in your world, and appreciate you checking this out very much.